Ruger likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Took me a minute. So I'm trying to, like, get... They did some stuff on Twitch now, which is really cool, but still trying to figure out how it works. There we go. So I have... There we go. All right, so that's good. That's good. Hello, we're going to play some Madden tonight. Going to be kind of an abbreviated stream. We'll probably spend an hour to maybe an hour 15 playing Madden, so let's get right into it. Before we get into it, though, I want to thank my patrons who make all of these streams possible. And again, kind of a shorter stream tonight. It is Sunday night. I have to get back to work tomorrow morning. So, you know, kind of have to... I can't be here for a huge long time. Big thanks to Aloysius Costa, Exterminator 555, Leo Contos, Stealthy, Ann Tate, Patrick Kelly, Dennis Vicker, Cody Brown, Rich Yamamoto, Marco Garatoni, Doug Schock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, Michael Lau, James Dean, Jim Denham, Brian Peterson, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Popplestone, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Daniel W., Storm Productions, Hope Odessa, Michael Welty, Heather Messaker, Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hillary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Anya Kristen, Shane Early, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Abdullah DeBase, Changeling and Alex, Sylvia Bazanko, and Jack Filichuk. Thanks to everyone who is a patron. Thanks to those who have cheered and who are following. If you're not following me on Twitch yet, why not? Do it. The water's fine. So, yeah, do it.
Do it now. While you're doing it.
So, yeah, I figure we'll play a little Mad. Let me,
No! I lost the controller.
Nope. I lost the controller. All right, so let's go right over to our console, get that fired up. Go to background removal. So
welcome,
yeah, we're getting right into...
Who's
this? So
this
on the last
Liam Irvin button,
on the last
press
one,
the button to select.
We
options button, options.
There we go.
Cross button, there we select.
Go. All right.
Explore.
Get that up.
Home for Liam Irvin button. Press the cross button to select. 3 out of 14 L1 button or R1 button switch homes. For more content, press the down button. New notification. Microphone unmuted. New notification. Wireless controller connected, battery full.
Well, that's good. It's good that the battery's full. I mean, it's plugged in.
Your game's home.
All right.
But
so
must
we're going to go...
Explore. PS5. Madden.
Madden. Fire that up. All right, let's get right into Madden.
EA Sports, it's in the game.
So, yeah, tonight we're going to try to get a little further. Get, you know, a little further into... A little further into the game.
You talk about a big play. Hey, you don't get any bigger than that.
A lot of Madden-centric stuff, because as you guys know, he died last year. So they're doing a lot of stuff, you know, his quotes and... taking all that stuff. They should have left him in the game, I think.
Entering welcome to Madden okay, NFL 23 screen. You have 6 options.
Yes. Was hoping you changed your mind about playing Madden. I am now the starting QB for Chiefs and the commentators were surprised.
Really? Really? You took over Mahomes' job? Oh, that's funny. All right. So we got this. Oh, I think it's like news. Which
entering main menu screen, face of the franchise.
Face of the franchise.
Play now.
Play now. So I guess we're going to do face of the franchise.
Face of the franchise. Entering avatar hub screen. You have 3 options. The lead is selected. There are 2 sub options. Sub option continue. The lead is selected.
Now, are you allowed to have multiple avatars?
Customize is selected. There are 3 sub options. The yard. Undefined is selected. There are 2 sub options. Sub option continue. The lead is selected. Manage careers is selected.
Manage careers.
The yard.
I wonder if you're
undefined
not allowed
is selected.
To...
There are 2 sub. Continue. The lead is selected. The yard.
You can have other avatars.
Customize is
maybe
upgrade
not.
Upgrade skills is selected.
Oh, we have upgrade skills. Can I do any of that stuff here?
Classes is selected. Entering upgrade skills screen. You have 5 options. Quarterback is selected. Running back is
quarterback.
Is,
can I do anything in here?
Entering quarter. Throw accuracy is selected. Throw power is selected. Throw accuracy is selected. Throw on the run is selected. Entering. Yes.
We'll upgrade that.
Power scrambling is selected.
That's really what I'd like.
Elusive scrambling is selected. Pocket presence is selected.
All right, so I can't do any more, but
Pluses
I got
selected.
Little into...
Running back is selected.
Okay.
Entering avatar hub screen, you have the yard.
Sorry, maybe we can't do multiple...
Undefined is selected. There, continue the lead is
we
selected.
We can do manage career?
Manage
career
is selected. Entering select a career to play screen, you have 5
cool.
options. Continue your career as a quarterback is selected. Start your career as a wide receiver.
Oh, so you can only have one of each, I
Continue
think.
Your career. Start your career as a halfback. Start your career as a linebacker. Start your career as a cornerback.
Okay.
Entering avatar hub screen, you have 3 options. The lead is selected. There are 2 sub options. Sub option continue. The lead is entering weeks. Entering franchise hub screen home.
I don't know if that needed a laugh, but hey, cool. You can have multiple careers, but not avatars. Can I have multiple quarterbacks, though? Oh, can you update your defense here somehow? I wish. I think it only works for... I'm pretty sure it's only going to work for the... they're going to have to figure it out themselves. All right, so we're playing the Falcons.
Your team is side activities.
So we're
selected.
Still, like, plenty of weeks to go.
Open day is selected.
My first day.
Call out. Feeling the love
All
is
right,
selected.
Feeling the love. Yeah, let's thank our dudes.
Open day
so
is selected.
Feeling the
Brand
love.
Focus
Let me.
Is selected.
Send a shout out to fans and supporters on social media. Yeah, we want to do that.
Open day is selected.
We just signed a big contract. It's a big deal.
Attacking stick concept
right,
is selected.
So stick concept
attacking cover 3
cover
is selected. Switch pass concept is selected. Open day is selected.
We'll do
Switch
stick
concept,
concept
is selected. Open day is selected. Too slow. Prank war is
Prank
selected.
Prank war too slow.
Slow is selected. Game night is selected.
Game night. I'm a leader. I want to be a leader.
Open day is selected. Pump some iron is selected.
Pump some
High
iron.
In the sky peak.
I'm gonna do
pump
some
iron is selected.
Pump some iron.
Open day is selected.
My last open day.
Hot tub time is selected.
I'm going to do hot tub time.
Lock-in
hot tub time
is
the
selected.
Best time. All right, and we're going to simulate.
Simulate.
Now, that will only give us bronzes, but that's still something, so we'll take that. And we'll go
entering
play
weeks
our
side activities. Play season game is
play
selected.
Play against the Falcons.
Entering team select screen. The Atlanta Falcons, the home ready.
Now, we did lose two games in a row. We won our last game. Very close, 35-28. It was tight.
It's Madden NFL 23 on ESPN.
Hey, that's cool, Blind Assassin. Thanks
and
for being
we'll be
here.
Watching the Falcons' electric quarterback as he's moved past 3,000 yards passing for the year and looking for more. It's the Falcons and the Bears next on Madden Football.
Wow.
The weather this time of year in the South, perfect fall football weather. And we've got the roof wide open here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the heart of Georgia. Today we've got an interesting Week 11 matchup on tap between the Chicago
oh, we are week
Bears
11.
And the Atlanta Falcons.
So we only have like four or five games left, right?
I'm Brandon Gunn to my right, Charles Davis. Happy.
Entering Super Sims.
The Chicago offense set to get started. And Charles, you look at these two teams. These are those kind of litmus test games in the second half of the season that if you're a coach or a player, you can either really look forward to them or really dread them.
How do you sign a big contract? They brought one to me. That's how good I've been doing. They're like, hey, let's
two division leaders, both real contenders for the NFC title.
Triangle
you're
button.
Right. You love having easy games on your schedule, but you need some games like this to tell you to fit and ensure you're ready for the shot of playoff football.
So line of scrimmage still at 39 on second and 10.
Triangle button.
Here's a throw to his running back.
Wow.
It's complete. And he's able to get this to the 40-yard line before he's out of bounds.
Very carefully.
22 yards there.
Yeah, they wanted to give me one. And it was, I think it was like $34 million over 4 years.
NFC offensive player of the week. Big game there for him to start.
I love your observation because you would think they'd be prepared for him after what he did the previous
week. Wait. Almost got knocked away.
Skill set actually intimidates a defense, and he used it to his great advantage.
No big.
They'll
look to throw again. Caught by Montgomery. Touchdown!
Oh.
Chicago! David Montgomery, his 25th touchdown.
Yeah, imagine what I do with what I know.
Fifth most in one season.
Wow.
The Bears will jump on top with the game's first
entering
score here this
screen.
Afternoon.
Look at, I mean, Montgomery is like setting some records.
Entering Super Sim screen. You have entering Super Sim screen.
He likes
their
going to Montgomery a lot.
In this offense, heading back out to the field. He had the touchdown pass last time they had it. And
entering
they'll start here
play
with first
ball.
And 10.
Coach, HD stretch.
Ready.
They'll try and start this drive in the air. He's got his tight end, O'Shaughnessy. And he'll have this past the 30 prior to going out of bounds. The drive starting with a first down, 11 yards on that pickup.
Well, as a coach, you absolutely love seeing your offense find their rhythm.
Entering
early. That's exactly
play,
what we've seen so far.
Empty end zone.
They had a touchdown on their opening drive. And now they connect here for another nice gain for a first down. This
Turn
offense
one
is moving the ball
Triangle
well.
Button.
Exactly as he drew it up in practice.
And he gets this one to midfield.
Wow. We're really chewing up yardage, too, I notice.
The catch and run.
Well, he was a busy man on the backfield a week ago. They got the ball early and often. I have no doubt in my mind that he'll be a big part of the
Cross
game
button.
Plan here as well.
Cross button.
Oh.
Knocked away.
Entering play
ball. The Bears at 7-3 now on the year. And they've been in a great groove. Winners of 7 of their last 10 now on the year.
And I thought they played pretty well last week. Their execution, their discipline, their resilience.
Entering
play
ball.
In that victory.
That'll leave them with a 3rd and 2 coming up. They got 8 yards there.
All right, nothing crazy.
Come to the line, needing only 2 yards to gain the first year.
Cross button.
He'll get that complete to his tight end, Cole.
There
Command.
We go.
And he will have the Bears first down
entering
as they get five
call.
There on 3rd and 2.
All right, let's try to make him run. See what happens. Ready? Here we go.
On less than a yard.
Yeah, but the way NFL is nowadays, we hardly ever see.
And he can't find the receiver.
No.
Grady Jarrett able to record his fifth sack of the season. Here's second and 10.
Okay, was it a breakdown in protection? Did the running back not pick him up? It doesn't really matter. Sometimes it's just a great play made by the
defense. That's the first time that they targeted him that he has not come down with a catch.
He's caught everything that's been thrown his way. A dominant pass receiver that can break down any defense, because when he's doing that kind of work,
right.
Okay. On the back end.
And even though it's an incompletion there, I think they're going back to that well. They're able to convert on third down, and that's first and goal.
Inside
that last throw right there, putting him already over 3,000 passing yards now for the campaign.
And given what we are in the season,
and he's going to go down.
Oh, I tried to run it.
Right around the 6-yard line. The sack will push him back only a couple yards, but certainly not what they were hoping for.
There's a lot.
Entering play clock.
On any first and goal, the real estate to work with for the offense is really cut down, and the defense knows it. So they often bring heat and pressure, which they did on this play. Got him down for a loss. Not a big one, but any loss of yardage in this position is tough for the offense.
And he'll maybe get back to the line of scrimmage, but no more than that.
Entering play.
So back-to-back plays, each get nothing. And that'll bring up a third down and goal.
All right, come on.
Triangle button.
Looking to throw.
Triangle button.
His pass caught at the 4. They're able to hold him to 3 there, and that leads to a 4.
All right, so are we going to go on it, do you think?
Entering drive summary screen.
Okay, so we'll probably get a field goal. That's fine.
Entering Super Sim screen, you have 2 options. Continue playing is selected.
You can't get them
entering
all.
Super Sims. Entering Super Sim. Entering base model screen, you have 3 options. Capitalize with a touchdown is selected.
He's played a pretty clean first half. A capitalize with a touchdown. No interceptions.
Frankly, that's what they expect entering out of it. They want to see the ball thrown and thrown well, and he's able to do that and put it in the end zone. They'd love to see more
that
of
was
that
rough.
Before this game finishes.
But
right now, he's got his team in a good spot.
Touchdown!
Oh!
Dante
Pettis
with touchdown number 7 on the year.
Wait,
the Bears are able to strike quickly to add on.
Oh, no.
Now, that touchdown won't allow you to totally relax, but you can breathe a little easier now. Just increased
entering
their lead.
Drive summary screen.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I did what it wanted me to do. I wonder if that was. I'm going to see when I, after I super sim it, what the score is. Wow.
Entering Super Sims. Entering Super Sim screen.
He threw his league best 35th touchdown pass of the
year
on that last drive. And they'll start here
entering
on first
play
and
10. Enter challenge stats.
All right, let's check out stats.
Pop-up men. Player stats. Game stats. Entering screen team stats. Total effect. Score home 0 away 17.
17 to nothing. So that was a separate play, so we didn't go for it. Wow. So we're actually.
Total offense home 37 away 147.
Look at that. Look at that. So there you go, word nerd. Look, our defense is finally doing something.
Call. Coach suggests zone fit jet.
He'll come out throwing here on first down. Man open. That's Byron Pringle complete. And able to get this one out just shy of the 25 at the 24. A gain of 11 to kick off the drive, and it's a quick first down.
Good start to our catch right there. And so far in this game, the alleys have been open for them to get completions, and they're taking advantage of it.
Now a man open down the middle of the field. And he takes this up to the 40-yard line before
that
being
was a
corralled.
Nice throw.
A good pickup, 17.
By the way, he was running. That was a throw on the run.
Square button.
Drop to throw.
Square button.
Oh, he
and
missed
this
it.
One nearly picked off.
Entering play call.
Kind of surprising to defend with his caliber. Let it get away, but get away it does, and it's second down.
R1 button.
Back to throw
triangle
again.
Button.
That is caught. It's Dante Pettis. And he'll go down before getting this inside the 30. A very
entering
nice pick
call.
Up of 33
HP power sheet.
So now then, the big play has him all the way inside the 30 now, first and 10. The throw over the middle taken in. And they're going to get this down inside the 20.
Entering play, Regioni HD Scissors.
Second down and 3. Going up the gut, Montgomery. And he is in. Touchdown, Chicago.
Wow.
David Montgomery, halfway to 100 now with career touchdown number 50. And the Bears are able to add on to their first half lead. So the first drive ended in three.
Entering
this time
drive,
they take it down
screen.
And punch it in the end zone.
So well, the second drive ended in three, actually.
They were just gathering knowledge, didn't it?
Entering team stats screen, you have two options. Continue playing is selected. Entering super sim screen.
Now
entering base model screen,
the
you have two options. Rush
back
for 20
onto
plus
the field.
Yards is selected.
And he's been good.
Right, rush for 20 plus.
Passes, no interceptions so far.
I want to see if I can run it.
Does a great deal for your team. Gives them a lead, and they're feeling really good about how they're playing. I think he expects to throw at least another one.
I was going to say, now he wants the first half hat trick, doesn't he?
Oh, without a doubt. Go ahead and fling him on the field, folks. He wants that type of celebration.
And now we'll get a stoppage here. There appears to be an injured Falcon on the field. Hopefully, obviously nothing serious here. Medical staff, though, going to take a peek, and we'll take a break.
Triangle button.
There's a throw over the middle. It's taken in by his tight end. Second catch for him today, and it'll wind up a first
down.
Many different ways to create space, but on that play, he did it with that big, wide body of his. Didn't get a whole lot of yardage on the play, but it did what it was supposed to. Pick up a first down.
Off to the races.
Get this up to the 30-yard line. A good pickup, 17
entering
yards and a bare first down. Another good
off tackle
for a guy who, remember, on Wednesday was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week for what
Montgomery's
he did.
Montgomery's amazing.
And some extra special ones in order to win that type of an award. I think he's locked in and wants to get it done a second time.
And he gets this up across the 35 before he's out of bounds.
Entering place.
Coming up at halftime in a little less than 2 minutes, we'll send you to Orlando where Jonathan Coachman is standing by. He'll have highlights and analysis of this first half.
Oh, I tried that.
Entering sleep all of those suggestions. There are 9 categories. We have 30 options. Corner strike is selected. R1 button. Cross button.
That's caught by Montgomery. And he will have the Bears first down as they're able to get the third down conversion. Now a timeout called for by the offense. As he'll get a chance to talk
entering
it over
play.
After picking up the first down.
Inside cross.
I was calling. I wasn't sure on what I had left on the clock.
Triangle button.
Oh, into a sea of defenders and intercepted. Picked up by Richie
Wow.
Graham, and the Falcons will take over here as they get it up to the 43-yard line. He's certainly not been afraid to take some chances downfield. Now, look, it's paid off for him a couple of times.
Sounds like a bunch of fans left.
And that's where I want to
probably
start what you said. It's paid off a couple of times. So his aggressiveness,
that's too bad.
It's been good for his offense for the most part. So he throws an interception there.
Entering team
yeah, I mean, listen,
screen,
it happens.
You have two options. You continue playing. You have 6 options. First ampersand 10 on 5. Continue play. Entering super sim screen.
Their
entering base model screen. You have 2 options.
Out.
Rush
and
for 20 plus yards.
He's connected on a couple of touchdown
selected.
Passes so far, but did have the interception on the previous drive. As they begin here
entering
again with the first
call.
Down.
Coach suggestions. There are 9 categories. Trail shake.
It happens.
Trying to shake off the interception from the last drive. He'll look to throw.
Oh!
So the completion good for just 3.
Call. Coach suggestions. There are
9
categories.
As he'll stop it with just over a minute to go before halftime.
Entering play call. Corner strike.
Really? That was only 3 yards?
Second and 7 now from the 28.
R1 button.
They'll drop
circle
the throw.
Button.
Montgomery, another targeted catch. And he'll be brought
entering
down right
call,
around the 37.
Suggestions.
Now
are
the Bears will use their third and final timeout as the clock will stop with 55 seconds to go until halftime.
All right, I don't know what we can do.
Corner strike.
Well, let's see.
Line of scrimmage, the 37 on first and 10.
Oh, heck with it.
Cross button.
They're
going
to look to
triangle
throw.
Button. Square button.
And that'll be good for 8 yards to
entering
the 45.
Entering play call. Coach suggestions. There are 9 categories. We have 30 options. Corner strike
second
is
second and 2. He'll get that complete to his tight end, Komet. And that's going to be good for another first down as the tackle's made at the Falcons' 41-yard line. Back to throw now on first down. And again, back to Komet.
Entering
and they're
going to
get this down to about
end of the.
There are nine categories.
So we reach halftime with the visiting Bears out on top here. As we'll head down to Orlando, that's where we find our man Jonathan Coachman at our EA Sports halftime.
But the coach
report.
Had lots of thoughts. I wanted to throw like a Hail Mary.
Thanks very much. Things starting to get interesting.
I don't know how to do that.
Stats screen, you have two options. Continue. Continue playing.
I wanted to really bomb it downfield.
To take over on offense. They've won two straight, and they lead this one as well as they come up on first and ten. They'll come out throwing here to start the drive.
That one
almost incomplete.
Not a good throw there. They'll be second down.
Following
the incompletion here, second and ten from the 25.
I also have coach mode.
R1 button. Back to throw. Button.
That is
really?
Entering play call.
Nice back-to-back.
Yeah, I don't want to do 15-minute quarters. I want these things to go. Coach mode's interesting. I haven't really tried that much.
Triangle button.
Third down. He'll drop to throw. And that's incomplete.
Whoa.
So good work there on the defensive side for the first drive of the second.
That was a whole bunch of nothing there.
Entering team stats screen, you have two options.
All right, we got to be careful here because, I mean.
Here comes the field general leading his offense back out there for the next possession. He has been consistent, hasn't he? He played well in the first quarter, good second quarter, and now continuing that here in the third.
Entering play call. Stats pop-up menu. You have play game stats. Entering score home 10 away 24 to 10.
All right, so
entering
we're okay.
Entering
they're
play
always
call.
Seeking
coach
from the guy taking the snaps.
There are nine
consistency.
Categories. You have
taking care of the ball, making sure it gets to the right people.
It auto throws or tries
right,
to the open
not
receiver.
It over,
okay,
and just
coach mode does
all the right things. That's leadership.
Button.
Inspires confidence in a team.
Yeah, been a good leadership and a good distributor.
I wish I could do that here.
And
he's able to get this one to a starter before he's out of bounds. Ball on the 30. They'll come up with a second and five. They'll set up a throw. He's got a man here. It's Montgomery.
He's gone. Montgomery's gone. There you go.
Chicago. David Montgomery. 70 yards. And the Bears have moved out in front by three touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to lead in a game, you're going to get plenty of contributors. But that's his second touchdown catch of this game.
That's funny.
Entering team stats screen, you have two options.
Yeah, I'd love to try doing a franchise. Maybe I'll do that on YouTube or something.
Entering super sim screen.
Now here's the signal caller getting ready to lead this offense again.
Anything
he personally is evaluating his game so far. He was pretty good in the first half, been good so far here in the third quarter. He's got to like it, right?
Not looking for the dramatics here. Not trying to set the world on fire in terms of stats. It's almost like you're driving. Hands at 10-2. Alert for anything out there. Watching for trouble on the road.
Oh,
sure get the team home.
That hurts
the
in these good headphones.
He can drive the bus here again on this drive. 25 yards there on the catch and run.
This is just more of the same. This defense has had no answer on a lot of these throws. They let these receivers run wild. And here's another completion for good yardage.
So first and 10. And if they score on this drive, might have to start digging in our second half blowout material. And he'll be out of bounds as he gets it down to the 30 there.
That's good.
Entering play call, fixed screen, empty and power.
Second and two. They'll set
R1
up to throw.
R1
rolling
button.
To his right. Got his man and it's caught for a Chicago touchdown.
Wow.
Darnell Mooney, 30 yards. And the Bears will add on to their lead here in the final minute of the third.
Entering drive
so it takes him just three plays here to find the
kind of unfair.
Entering team stats screen.
But not
entering
really.
Entering super sim screen. Entering
now
base
Chicago
model screen.
Ready
we have three
go
options.
They take the
chew
field.
Clock 100.
I don't want to chew the clock.
For them, really on both sides of the football, the turnover on downs the most recent example. And now,
entering
obviously,
play.
They're in a great spot
ISO.
Here.
Hey, if you're over on the bench right now, you're shaking hands.
I think we're going to run.
You're hugging him. Give him a little dap. Been a big, big performance for them. Now you just don't get careless. Take care of the ball on the way out.
And he picks up about six as he gets his down to the 41.
Coach suggestions. There are nine categories.
Now second and four.
HPISO is selected.
Go! They'll keep pounding here with Montgomery.
Oh, he's off to the races.
And he's taken down inside the 30. 55 rushing yards rushing for him now in this one as he's closing in on 1,800 yards for the year.
And we're in the era of wide open football. A lot of spread formations, more space. There's still a spot for power football. We just saw some of it right there.
Yeah, breaking the tackle. And, you know, late in this game, he wants a football in his hands. He's had a good
Patrick, are you playing on the Xbox or the PS5?
First down.
Well, partner, I know this.
This is impressive on this controller, I have to say.
This intensity usually gets better as the game goes on. I just tell you from experience, the first few quarters, you come running up there, I'm going to tackle this guy. By the fourth quarter, you're coming up and thinking about it.
And D-line wearing down fourth quarter. Yeah, that's not a guy they want to see consistently. It's a gain of 13 for number 13, and it gives him a first down.
Entering
tell you
plate.
One partner, the way
inside
he's been swinging it in
plate.
This one, I think he should be ticketed for a baseball cap and a set of headphones for the next drive. He's been absolutely
triangle
sensational.
Button.
But one thing we've
touchdown.
Oh, jeez.
Montgomery from
again.
And the Bears are closing in on a third straight win as they widen the gap further here in the fourth quarter.
Entering drive summary
when coaches
scheme.
Come into a game preaching total team effort, CD, I think this
entering team stats screen. Entering super sim screen.
Now this offense
entering
back out and
call.
Set to go for their next drive.
All right, let's enter see what our score
coaching.
Is at.
Options. Coaching.
So we have, what is coaching
pop-up
do?
Menu, you have five options. Medical center. Depth chart is
oh,
selected.
We have depth chart, medical
red, center. Offensive, defensive, superstar X factor is selected.
So I get all these little haptics of when they're running with the ball. I can feel it.
Stats.
I just get really
pop-up
nice
menu,
haptics.
Game stats.
That you just, I don't think the Xbox controller
entering,
does.
Score home 10 away 45.
45 to
entering
10.
Phase of, entering
pretty good. Comfortable quarter lead as they take over.
How about let's get some more.
Recovery. They'll go to Montgomery to try to wind some clock. It's a room to maneuver.
He's gone.
There he goes, right side.
He's gone.
Touchdown, Chicago. David Montgomery, 71 yards. And the Bears continue to pour it on here in the fourth. Well, Charles, just impressive in all three
entering
phases. Offense, defense,
screen.
Special teams have really done their job. And here the offense doing its part yet again with another score in the fourth quarter.
I know it seems like something we shouldn't do.
Entering team, entering super sim screen. Entering
the Bears
base
offense
model
now
screen.
Heading
you have
back
three options.
Out onto the
ball
field.
Control, get
well, they
first
don't really need the points
selected.
Here, Charles, given what we're looking at on the scoreboard, but they've scored on three consecutive possessions,
entering
three consecutive
HPSO.
Drives, and I'm sure that they would like to keep that streak going here and continuing to pour it on.
And things have gotten that way in the NFL.
Circle button.
Partner, because in the old days, people would, you know, they get off the gas a little bit, right? But now, people continue to accelerate. But we'll
entering
see what they decide to do as they come out for this
HPSO.
One. But the way that this game has gone, they've got me awfully happy with their execution overall.
They'll try the middle with Montgomery. And he'll get it out near the 40 to the 39. And we are inside of 2 minutes left in this
entering
lopsided
let's get a
so the Bears
try to get one more.
We welcome you back. So from the 39 now, they'll come up on a first and 10. Again, they'll go ground with Montgomery. They find some open field here.
Really? Really?
And he will get into the end zone. It's another touchdown.
Can I see this?
Call to
score. I know it won't show me the
pop-up men play game stats. Entering screen team stat total offense home score home 17 away 58 entering face of the franchise screen you have seven options resume is selected.
Wow,
entering drive summary
this
screen.
Isn't even fair. I think we're gonna win 59 to this is great. If you're watching this, are you enjoying this? I see a few people are tuned in.
Entering
couple of you.
Entering super sim screen.
Another drive coming up for this Chicago offense. They've got to be feeling very comfortable and confident here with this lead in the football here in the fourth quarter, Charles. And I don't think that they need to score yet, but it seems like this offense is just getting better as the game goes on. They've scored on their last two drives.
Certainly feels like a chance for them to continue to have some fun out there, doesn't it? The game's already decided, as you noted. So they can continue to play loose, break out some other concepts. Maybe run a few trick plays, get other people involved. Even go deep on one of these first snaps just because they can.
Always got some breathing room.
Guys, he's going to score again.
Score, and his spectacular season continues as he ties the NFL touchdown record.
He is phenomenal.
But not much defensive resistance on that drive. And really, Charles, the way this offense has been humming, they haven't faced much defensive resistance the entire game.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that one team, their defense did not wake up and make it.
Entering team stats screen, you have to entering super sim screen.
Is that
entering
the game?
Now ready to take over again. They're looking at a third straight win here if they can hold on.
If they can hold on. I don't know. Let's take a look at the score really entering quick. Can I just see the score? Can we hold on? Can we do it? That's the question.
Game. Entering total score home 17 away 66.
66 to 17. Entering I mean.
Entering play call. Coach suggestions. There are 9 categories. You have 30 options. HP ISO is selected.
First down. Here's the run with Montgomery. And yet again. And taking it across midfield and just shy of the 40. Well, fans usually love to see scoring, and there was no shortage of it today. What a dominant showing from an offense that was truly playing at an elite level in this contest.
And it's a ton of hate, but I love this year's. I'm not super happy with this year's. Like, I'm liking it for the most part.
Entering post-game screen,
but there definitely is stuff.
Guaranteed.
Like, I mean, obviously the accessibility is really not.
Entering screen players,
so for the Bears, they keep pace in the playoff race as they move to 8-3 on the year.
8-3, nice.
And they'll get another road date next week as their opponents will be the New York Jets.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, for the Falcons, we'll see how this affects their playoff standing as they fall to 7-4 now on the year. And they'll try for a better outcome next week as they head to D.C. to take on the Washington Commanders.
Completions 29.
So let's just take a look at my stats.
QB rating 140.9.
Wow.
Completions 29.
So,
attempts 38.
38 to 29 out of 38.
Passing yards 425. Completion percentage 76. Passing touchdowns 5. Interceptions 1.
Yeah.
AVG yards per attempt 11.1. Longest pass 70.
I mean, just some
entering
crazy.
View finish. View highlights is select player stats.
Yeah, let's just see the team stats really quick.
Entering. Don't score home 17 away 66.
66 to 17. That
entering
is our best
score. Finish game is selected.
Score this year. Wow, and that was against a pretty good team too. We just chewed them up.
You have 3 options. Goals is selected.
Oh, I'm sure I got. Sure, I got some points for that.
Entering weeks, entering franchise hub screen home. View goals is, view team is selected. Advance week is selected.
All right, let's advance week. Let's see if we got any good stuff. We are just tearing it. I want to see the standings. Does anyone know, are there standings? Because I'd love to see where we're
news
actually at.
Home, you have 5 op. View side activities is selected.
We'll do my side activities for the
open,
week. So
open
I got
days,
1, 2.
Open,
oh, it looks like I had a full week. Cool.
Open day is selected. Dance in. Meet and greet is selected.
Meet and greet. Got to do that.
Open day is selected. Smash concept is. Slants flats concept is selected.
We'll do slants flats.
Open day is selected. Game night. Too slow is selected. Game prank war is selected. Open day is selected. Game night
we'll
is selected.
We'll do game night again. It's, I mean, my team
is
loving me.
Pump some iron. High in the sky.
Pump
some
iron.
Is selected. Open day is selected. Cold tub chronicle. Oxygen bar boost is selected.
We'll do that.
Lock-in activities is selected.
All right. And we'll sim everything.
Simulate.
And nothing. I don't think we're getting any special things this week. It's been pretty quiet. There's been no, like, texts from anyone. It's
entering.
Just,
New entering franchise hub screen. Showcase your favorite snapshot. Top stories. WR Pettisinger. Buccaneers Ligolston shut down with Titans W. Rams or Chiefs in week 12. Reactions. League entering. New stats ampersand award. Schedule.
So schedule stances
stats
award.
X Factor database. League transactions. League history.
What's league history have? Anything in here that's... No, I don't see anything here. No, it's just
entering
got the coach of the year.
League history.
But...
League trans... X stats ampersand
awards.
Yeah,
I don't see anything for, like, standings.
Entering legacy player stats. Legacy team stats awards. Team stats.
What's in team stats?
Entering team stats screen. 32 rows, 10 column. Team name Packer. Team name Bears. Total yards gained 5,655.
Wow.
Total offensive yards 5,368. Passing yards 3,236. Rush yards 2,132. Points per game 44.2. Passing touchdowns 38. Rushing touchdowns 26.
Oh my gosh.
First downs gained 227.
So.
Passing total. Team name Bears. Team name Packer. Team name Falcon. Team name Bengals. Team name Chiefs. Team name Bears.
So it doesn't give us anything as far as. What does that do? Oh, wait, what does this do?
Defense select. Offense.
Right, so
turnover selected. Conversion, red zone, penalties, turnover, offense selected, team name Bears, AFC selected, NFC select, AFC North select, AFC South, NFL, NFC West select, NFL selected, NFC East select, NFC South selected, NFC North select, NFC, team name Bears, team name Packers, team name Vikings, team name Lions. Total yards gained 4,001. Total yards gained 3,009. Total yards gained 5,200.
Yeah, they don't show.
Total offensive yards 4,000. Team name Packer. Team name. Total yards gained 5,655.
Yeah, they don't show us the standings, which is what I'd love to see.
Entering team stats screen. Team awards. Team stats award. Stats, you have two options. Weekly awards is selected. Yearly award. Weekly awards.
Can I see these? Probably won't read these out loud, will it? Nope. Okay. Yeah, I can't read those.
Entering stats screen award. Entering weeks. Entering. League history. News reactions. Hyung, you have five options. Site active. View team. Set weekly. Upgrade player is select. Play season game is selected.
Alright.
Set weekly.
Do I have
goals
to set this every week?
Enter. Legacy goals. Weekly goals. 100. 200.
I'm setting it for the
entering
toughest.
Entering weeks. Entering France. Side activity.
Right.
View team is. View goals is. Upgrade
can
player.
Upgrade
home, you have two options. Upgrade skills is selected. You have two op. Entering quarterback screen. Throw accuracy is selected. Throw power is confirmed. No. No. Yes.
Oh, I can do throw power.
Throw accurate. Throw power is selected.
Boom. So it's got, I can't see those. I have probably got a Patrick Mahomes player jersey as my next. Yeah, I don't.
Entering quarterback screen, you have cancel. You have three options. Agile is selected.
Oh.
Balanced. Bruiser.
Oh, I can set my type? cool. Do I want to be agile, balanced, or bruiser? I want agile. To be agile. Can I change that?
Power scram. Throw on the right. Throw out. Throw power is select. Pocket presence is selected.
That's cool. All right.
Entering view. Side play season game is selected. Entering team select screen. The New York Jets. Ready.
All right, so we're playing the Jets.
It's week 12 of the National Football League, and we'll see the Bears' electric quarterback. He's been sensational as he leads the league in touchdown passes.
Oh, wow.
It's the Bears and the Jets just ahead.
I just wish I could see the standings. I want to see like where we're at in the league.
Take the Lincoln Tunnel from Weehawken through Secaucus across the Hackensack River, and you'll arrive as we have at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Today, it's week 12 of the NFL season, and we've got a good one in store. Between the Chicago Bears
and the New York Jets,
entering super
who don't play in New York.
So here are the Bears now for their opening drive. And a glance here at their shifty.
Yeah, it sucks. I never know what I can have Briscoes. Yeah, I don't either.
If you go by the numbers, he's had a Pro Bowl type season. And maybe that's even selling him a little bit short. He's had NFL leader touchdown passes to this point in the year. And with the end of the season not too far away, he's got his guys playing at a very high level.
Triangle button.
And now the drive starts with a completion out to the right. And they get him down the before he takes it across the 40-yard line. An excellent way to start the drive there, 18 yards.
Defense gets up a touchdown on the open drive. Offense, you got to want to get out there and get those points back right now.
And that's a sharp throw there to get this drive off to a good start. And
oh, there we go.
By Darnell Mooney.
Good and job, Mooney.
And pass midfield just a yard or two shy of the 40. 15 more yards there, and quickly another first down.
Cross button.
They'll look to throw cross here. Button. Over the middle, and that's caught by Kmet. And he's going to get this inside the 30.
Back we are nice moving games. This thing.
That one for 14 yards and another first. Only three plays in here, but really, Charles, a solid start for this offense. And now we'll see if they can cross continue button. Their mission to end cross this drive button. In six.
And I wonder if their play call right now is reflecting on that last big play that they've had on this drive. Do you come back with something
entering
similar,
play
or do you have a counter to it to kind of show it and go to something else and create another big play?
They'll look to
cross
throw
button.
Again. And this ooh. Almost
entering play call. Level
not a good throw there. Nearly an open
nope.
drive. INT. After the incomplete pass here now is second
triangle
and ten.
Button.
He'll get this underneath to Montgomery.
There we
and
go.
He'll work free from one tackle,
ball.
But that's about all he's taken down. Play number seven now coming up on the drive. Third and five.
He'll
stick with the passing game as he looks to throw. And that is caught. Touchdown.
Nice.
Bears. N'Keal Harry. His
who?
First touchdown on the year. And the Bears are able to match the opening drive touchdown against him with one of their own.
Wow.
Well, that's entering about as drive quick summary of a passing screen. Touchdown as you'll ever see right there.
Everyone has a
entering Super Sim screen. Entering
now
base model screen.
With his
you have
offense
options.
To take over
season
once
milestone.
More. He had
throw
the touchdown pass on their
selected.
Previous drive, and they'll search for another score as they begin here with a first and 10.
Entering stretch alert bubble.
All right, let's see.
Here we go.
Cross
from
button.
The midfield strike,
cross
they'll look
button.
To throw. And that one's going to be off target.
Really?
Oh, Jones is intended receiver. And that'll bring up second down. That pass just a little bit off. It looked like
triangle
they were trying
button.
To force it in there.
Triangle
game
button.
Speed.
There we go.
No matter what you do in practice,
yeah, there you,
you can't
go.
Simulate it, right? So your decision making, everything has to be a little bit quicker. Sometimes it can throw you off until you adjust.
Triangle is selected.
On third and short, Ryan they'll try and pick it up through the air. Got his man. That's
there you
Harry.
Go.
And he will have the Bears' first down, and he was able to get it by plenty. A gain of 8
entering
on third and 3. The Bears had 8-3 now. And they come out a pretty good roll here. Winners of 3 straight.
And let's remember Ryan the last button. Week that this offense, they played about as well as they possibly could play. Touchdown
ooh.
After touchdown.
They were absolutely unstoppable in that game. They'll be hard-pressed to do it again,
repeat that type of performance. But boy, were they sensational just a week ago.
Here's second and eight. Circle button. Open man is commit, the tight end.
Entering play out at the 27.
I'm wondering if the same thing went through your mind as mine. When I see a big man like that make a catch, all I'm thinking to myself is, big man with football. Look out, everyone. He may not juke you a whole lot, right? He may not run past you because of his size. You talk about a guy weighing in the 270 range. But boy, once he gets his hands on the ball, he's going to be tough to bring
down.
We
converted it.
Would it be safe to say that as precise as routes are supposed to be run in the NFL, maybe they're not quite as precise in college ball?
That's accurate.
And I think we saw a college route in the NFL there. Just find the soft spot, find the dead zone, and find the first down. And that's what we just did.
Shock H option.
Go down as a gain of six.
Oh, into the first quarter.
Second quarter, 2 minutes to go. Time.
Oh, wow. Really?
Entering play. Double cross, verticals, play call.
Here we go.
Triangle button.
Back to throw
triangle
again.
Button.
This one swung out to Montgomery. Touchdown.
Nice.
David Montgomery standing alone with a new NFL record 32nd touchdown.
Wow.
And the Bears are in for six.
All right, this game's moving fast.
About the weapons out wide. He knows he's got another weapon in the backfield of the passing game, Carl.
Entering Super Sim screen. Entering Super Sim screen. Entering
base
model screen.
There he is, the man taking the snaps under center, heading out for the next possession. But he's got the lead. He's a big reason why. Looking sharp so far.
And as we travel around the league, entering we see quarterbacks getting done rail. In a variety of ways. But today's NFL does tell us one thing. If that guy doesn't play well, their team
got his man and it's caught for a Chicago
really?
Touchdown.
All right, I got to see what the score is. That was really fast.
Stats, pop-up menu, player, game stats. Entering, score home 7-20.
Oh my gosh. We're about to go up from 21-7.
We have seven options.
Second touchdown here in this first half. And the Bears are able to strike quickly to
entering
add
drive
on to their lead.
Screen.
Okay. That's what I like, those quick strikes. I wonder who they'll get. If we get to the Super Bowl, I wonder who we're going to play.
Entering team stats screen, you have entering super sim screen.
Their
entering
quarterback
base
in
model
this
screen,
offense,
you have
heading back out to the field. He had the touchdown pass on the last
elected.
Drive, his third already in this first half, as he'll try again with
entering
the first down.
Entering play call, corner strike.
They'll try and start this
cross
drive
button.
In the air. Got an open man, it's Pringle. And he slips up past the 45 before being tackled. The drive starting with a first down, 11 yards on that pickup.
Well, this is where reading defenses and practice time comes into play. You got to know what you're running versus zone versus man and how to run the proper route. And they just executed that one pretty well.
Creeping up on a minute to play in this first half.
Square button.
Looking left side, and he's got a man. That's Montgomery. And he's tackled a yard short of the marker. Good gain of nine on first down. Sensational he was last week, over 200 yards. And the simple quote that we saw this week was, keep him in front of us. They're going to have to do that.
And when they say that, it means tackling him after the catch. Because once he makes the catch, you may catch it in front. But if you don't tackle him, he's behind you at that point. And that's how he racks up the big yardage.
Line of scrimmage, the 37 on first and 10. He's going to get this one out to his fullback.
Entering plate.
So that'll be no better than an incompletion. And that's going to bring up second down.
End of the first.
So we reach halftime with the visiting Bears out on top here. As we get you down the coast. Halftime over.
Entering team stats screen.
All right, so we're doing pretty good.
Here are the Bears to take over on offense. They're on a three-game winning streak and right now looking good in this one as well. Now a play fake
circle
here
button.
On first down.
One button.
He hits Mooney going across the middle. And he's taken down right at the 45-yard line.
Entering
give him 30
PhD
yards
stretch.
There.
Wow.
So the big play moves him all the way across midfield. It's first and 10 from the 45.
R1 button.
Now, meanwhile, a pass that should have been intercepted, but it winds up falling incomplete. An incomplete pass on first down that leads to a second and 10. Now, there's a throw that's complete, and they'll wind up getting this to the 37.
Oh, geez. Third down.
To pick up the first down. Again, he'll drop the throw. Caught by Montgomery. And he will have the Bears' first down as they're able to get the third down conversion. Whatever the discussions were at halftime to try to slow down this offense, it has not worked to this point.
Yeah, I have a vision right now of everything that was discussed at the half just being torn in shreds or being erased off of the Microsoft Surface tablets because none of it is working. They are really locked in on offense.
And hold on here, because on that last run, it looks like we have a player who was shaken up. We'll get an update when we return to MetLife Stadium. A good run, got seven on first. Here's second and three. And a quick throw here, that's complete. And he's going to be marked down just outside the 10.
Nice.
Following the play now, they're going to stop the clock here as a man is shaken up.
Wow.
First and 10 at the 11.
Triangle button.
He'll drop to throw.
Triangle button.
He'll leave it for Montgomery complete.
Can you touch it? Yeah. There we go.
David Montgomery.
Look at that.
An 11-yard touchdown.
Another one.
The Bears take the opening kickoff of the third quarter and drive right down the field to extend their lead.
Entering drive summary screen.
Boy, he has been fun to watch throwing the football this one.
Well, we are not making this easy on the Jets.
Entering super sim screen.
Here again comes the captain of this offense leading his crew back out there now. He has been on his A game. We're in the third quarter. He's already in search of touchdown pass number 5.
Entering play call. Coaching, stats, pop-up menu, you have two options, game, entering, score home 10 away 28.
28 to 10, all right,
entering,
so it's not completely.
Even when he's not on the field, I keep finding my eyes finding him on the bench in between series, wondering what he's going
square
to do
button.
Next.
Triangle
this has been
button.
A blast to watch him play the position.
Oh, he tried.
Entering play call, quick pass.
Now here's a pass on first down that's knocked away and incomplete. And second and 10, he'll look to throw again.
All right.
Great move by Montgomery. And he's able to get this one up to his 30 before he's out of bounds. They get seven out of that, so they're left with a third and 3.
And a nice gain and a broken tackle along the way. And really, we shouldn't be surprised, should we? That's what runners do, especially the best ones. They break tackles and gain extra yardage.
Oh,
now the throw on entering third down, drive not summary.
That's too bad. First, our first
back, you have some
turnover. Entering or not turnover, but our first fourth.
Continue entering super.
That's all right.
Screen.
Let's just go get the next
Chicago
one.
Chicago offense set to get started.
Entering
and
play
this
call.
One has gone
page
pretty well
stretch.
To form. They've come in, had a little problem thus far, and now they'll try to polish things off in the fourth. They'll start on the ground with Montgomery. Takes it to about the 37.
Entering play call.
I gotta think this offensive line has got some smiles on its faces, and I know it sounds crazy.
HBIC
but they practiced for this back in training camp. They knew they'd be in situations where it'd be extra defenders in the box coming after them, trying to keep them from locking down a game.
And now
oh, there he goes.
Down the right side. Touchdown, Chicago. David Montgomery. 63 yards. And the Bears are about to make it four straight as they add to this fourth quarter advantage.
Entering drive summary screen.
I know I should keep the focus in the spotlight on the hero that just scored.
Entering team stats. Entering super sim screen. Entering
now
base
Chicago
model
getting
screen.
Ready
you have
to go
three options.
As they take the field.
Clock,
it's been a dominant
set,
performance to this
selected.
Point, Charles. And this is probably exactly how they scripted this and envisioned it. They got a three-score lead. Fourth quarter.
Right, we're going to run it again.
They want to continue to pour it on here.
That's their call, isn't it? I mean, the way that they have taken on this game and the way that they have carried this game and have dominated this game. You're
look
exactly
at this.
Right. Do what you want down the stretch. We are in the era of, hey, if you don't want us to do this to you, then you need to stop us. Their call to finish this one off.
So definitely a good day's work throwing the football. Very
entering
good day's work.
Oh, my gosh.
Passes. They're really pouring it on.
Entering team stats screen. You
if I could just
options,
get him to pass and not throw, or if I could just get him to hand off, because these running backs are just carving them all up.
Entering super subscribe. Entering base model screen. We have three options. Clock 60 seconds.
After the interception, they are sitting in an even better spot with the ball and a comfortable fourth quarter lead.
Entering play call. Coach Sug. HD zone WK. Cross button.
They'll come out throwing here on first down. And that is caught. Touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
N'Keal Harry. With two touchdowns on the season, both in this game. And the Bears are closing in on a ninth victory on the year as they extend their lead.
Entering drive.
Why are we so good in the fourth quarter?
Remove the helmet, put on the baseball cap.
Entering team stats screen. You have two options. Entering super sim screen. Entering base model screen, you have three options. Chew clock, 120 seconds.
Well, we've reached
the
stage where it's a mere formality at this point. They've got the comfortable lead. We know what the outcome is.
Play call. Stats.
Well, we got to see what the score is.
You have two options. Game. Entering screen team stats. Score home 24 away 49. entering play call.
Do they want to put more points on the board before the final gun?
Yes, we do.
I certainly hope not, and I'm being selfish here because you and I have flights to catch. Let's go ahead and finish this one off, guys. You've taken care of business. Let's close it out. And you and I, let's get to the airport.
Entering play clock.
Call it a 1 yard gain up to the 26.
All right, 2 yards.
Just 2 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Entering play clock.
So we'll try to get one more.
Here as we welcome you back. The last play got just a yard. Here's second and nine from the 26. Now a give running right is Montgomery. And some room to work.
Yeah, he's got it.
And they are going to score.
Look at that.
And yet another touchdown as they just add to their totals. He's been
entering
having a great game,
summary screen.
And that one right there, his best run so far in an end.
Entering team stats. Entering okay. Super Sim screen. Entering base model screen. You have three options.
They're going to let us come out again?
And it would seem as if their three-game winning streak is about to go to four, but still a little work to do as they start first and ten.
What's there left to do?
Let's go now.
To Montgomery to begin the drive. Oh, he's got a little daylight. And they're going to get this beyond the 40 before he's taken down. Now the Bears going to call the first of their timeouts. As they'll get a chance to talk it over after picking up the first down.
Entering play call. HPSO.
Let's just do it again.
Now Montgomery running right. And he's got room.
He's got it again. Look at this.
And he will get into the end zone. It's another touchdown. This thing is ugly. What impressive performance just became a little bit more impressive here as they add yet another score to the ledger late in the fourth quarter.
Entering
and not much has stopped them
screen.
At any point in this game, partner. This is just an old-fashioned.
Maybe it'll be Chiefs and Bears
screen.
For the Super Bowl.
Two options. Entering
that could be interesting.
Screen.
A higher scoring game, Charles, than we typically see in the National Football League.
Wow.
But fun to watch these offenses. They were really clicking. It seemed like everything that they dialed up worked.
Yeah,
it
certainly was fun to watch from our perspective. How'd you like to be those defensive coaches, though? That wasn't a blast for them at all. And let's face it, they all game plan, they all scout, they all think they're prepared. But executing and stopping teams, that's another matter entirely.
Entering total score home 24
away
63.
63-24.
For the playoffs as they move to 9-3. And they'll return home next week to take on the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, for the Jets, their luck may have run out as they fall to 4-7 now in the year. And they'll be off to Minneapolis next week for a look at new U.S. Bank Stadium and a date with the Vikings.
Wow.
Entering post-game screen, you have five options. Finish game
so
is selected.
That's that game done. So are we 9-3, I think? So we have four or five games left. So we really could have an awesome
have
record going into this thing.
Goals is selected.
Really, we should be 12-0. I mean, honestly.
Entering franchise hub screen home.
Yeah, so we're 9-3. Complete 70% of your passes.
View goals is upgrade player is view box score. Advance week is view box score is selected. Off rush yards home. Off yards gained home 519 away 525. Off for punt return. Total yards gained home 546 away 551.
Wow, there was a lot of
entering weeks. Entering upgrade player is selected.
But nothing for standings.
Options, user settings.
So you can do franchise settings, user settings.
Retire.
Franchise we don't settings. Want to retire. That would be pretty bad, wouldn't it?
Home, you have 5. View box score is advance week is selected.
Let's advance week. All right, so it's 8:05. I am not sticking around for too much longer because I want to get ready for work. You know, set out clothes and everything. But I'll do one more game because this game is going to be Green Bay.
View team side activities is
so
selected.
Let's see.
Open day is locked.
We got a full week.
Open day is selected. Meet and greet. Feeling the love is meet. Dance in.
Meet and greet.
Open day is selected. Spacing pass concept is selected. Play action power smash concept is selected. Play action power concept is selected. Open day is selected. Too slow is selected. Game night is selected. Open day is selected. Explosive high in the sky PD. Explosive starts is selected.
Explosive starts.
Open day is selected. Hydrotherapy is selected.
Hydrotherapy sounds cool.
Lock in activities
Lock in
is selected.
Stuff. And
Simulate.
All right. So let's play
Entering our last game
of the day.
Side view playoff picture is selected.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Finally, we get this. All right. Will this read?
Sun set 1 p.m. Sun 3:05 p.m. Set 1 p.m.
All right. It doesn't really.
Sun 8:15 p.m.
It doesn't really read. All right, it doesn't really help us.
Entering weeks, entering side active view play season.
I think we're pretty well set for the playoffs. We're 8-4. Does that sound right? Yeah. So 8-4.
Play season
so
game
I
is
think
selected.
We could go to 13-4 if we could just not lose any more games.
Entering team select screen. The Chicago Bears, the home team, are selected. Ready.
Yeah, I wanted to see if it would show me the standings. I don't know where to see that. All right, here we go. Last game of the night.
It's the NFL on EA Sports. And we'll see the Bears' electric quarterback. He's been sensational as he leads the league in touchdown passes.
Probably lead the league in everything.
It's the Bears and the Packers coming up next.
Oh, yeah, Bears and Packers.
Now the good news is that the winds aren't as violent as they were yesterday in Chicago, but it's still pretty darn cold to be expected, I guess, for December football at Soldier Field. Today, we've got a Week 13 matchup for
Week 13
between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears.
Oh, get ready for this.
Entering Super Sim screen, you have 2 options.
This is going to be crazy.
Super Sim screen. Entering
so
base model screen, you have 3 options. Season milestone.
And trying out there, a guy who's established himself as a veteran in this league. Now in his 5th year at quarterback.
And if you go by the numbers, he's had a Pro Bowl type season. And maybe that's even selling him a little bit short. He's the NFL leader in touchdown passes to this point in the year. And with the end of the season not too far away, he's got his guys playing
the field.
But now a throw on first down there, but it's incomplete. Following the incomplete pass, here they go again. Second and 10 for the 25.
Triangle button.
A throw there,
I'm
but that's
missing.
Wind up incomplete.
One thing that you're going to see from this offense is that they love the matchup with their wide receivers against this secondary. That one wasn't successful, but don't expect them to back away from attacking all game long.
Square button. R1 button.
Dude!
And third down throw incomplete as well.
Are we going to have one of those, I guess?
Decided to test them early, but they proved up to the task.
All right, no big deal. We'll come back and get this.
Entering super sim screen.
Chicago works their way back onto the field here for their second drive of the
entering
game.
Entering play call.
And they come into this one riding that nice long win streak. And remember, next weekend is an open week for them. So if they can get the win here, a lot of momentum into that time off.
It certainly is. And if you're wondering if anybody's saying, boy, this is coming at a bad time, we want to keep playing, the answer can be yes, because when teams are on a hot streak, they want to keep going. But the veterans are telling me guys are
I love that they recorded our siren.
Always good, guys. Take it, and let's go with it.
Now here's a little touch pass as they tap it quickly to their receiver. Looking for an opening, not much there.
Entering
He'll get it to the 59.
HB stretch.
These two teams, they met up earlier in the year, back in week two. And it was the Bears getting the road victory, so they'll look
Circle
now
button.
To take the season series here at Soldier Field. 2 yards entering on the pickup there. And a third down and 6 to go.
All right.
They are in need of 6 yards here if they hope to move the chains.
Cross button. Circle button.
And a dangerous throw as that's knocked down.
He's having a really bad time.
There, guys, all the time. Separation, that's what's going to make the play.
Entering super sim screen, you have entering super
Gee,
sim screen.
Gee, we're 0 for 2.
Entering base model screen, you have two options. Complete 10
fast
passes
with
selected.
For a second. Remember, next week they have the open week, so they're going to get some extended rest. Does that change
entering
how they
RPO
manage the rest
plans.
Of this one?
I think it does a little bit, but not by too much, because you're right, you get the extra rest, you get a chance
button.
To heal up,
cross
and
button.
Kind of wheel. Don't want to reset for this team. But it's
Whoa. 7
extra days to think back to the last time
Whoa.
You were on the field. So now, a little more importance on what they're getting done, because they carry it with them for essentially 2 weeks. Well, that turned out better than most of the passes it could have thrown on that snap. The
entering
coverage downfield
play
was excellent.
Stick.
But the containment close to home left them a backdoor escape, and they paid dearly for not locking up.
Cross button.
They'll look to throw
Square
here
button.
On first down. A quick throw knocked
away. I am.
It's incomplete.
Wow, their defense is all over me today.
The defense with their eyes and their head.
Entering
this
play
case,
call.
He just stared the receiver down. That allowed for excellent coverage. Able to knock that one away.
Cross button.
They'll try again
Triangle
with the arm
button.
Here on second down. And that is incomplete.
Entering play call.
Nearly intercepted. The free safety couldn't quite get his hands
Gee.
Around it, and it brings up third down.
Circle button. R1 button.
Man open. That's Byron Pringle complete. And he will have the Bears first
there
down.
There we go.
As they're able to get the third down conversion. 14-0 to score. This is the NFL on EA Sports.
Wow. Oh, we got to really fight back now.
Back in Chicago,
entering
ready for the second
corner.
It's the Bears in possession. This offense finding its legs now. Here's another first and 10. And they'll try to run the option here. Only a yard on the corner. The second down.
That was a really nice play. Be able to stack that one up. And get back up. He's got his touch guys up front. Great job.
There you go. There you go.
Allowed him to run free and make the hit on the runner.
Filled the gap nicely. Kept him to just a 1 yard gain. Now it looks like we'll
entering
get a timeout,
kick.
And
Double
we will.
Slants.
We've got an injured Packer on the field. So as the medical staff takes a look, we'll step
button.
Aside.
Triangle button.
Now a throw here to his running back. And he'll be
entering
out of bounds just inside the 25-yard line.
All right, now we're moving it.
Spare
second
button.
And 6. And he is going to lose yardage here.
Really?
It'll go down as a 2-yard loss, and it brings up
entering
a third down.
Play
there to get to him quickly and get down for loss.
I
think they did a really nice job getting ready for this game, scouting, watching film, and understanding defensively what the play design was.
And he doesn't quite make it, taking it within an eyelash. Dropped at the one. They're able to convert on third.
All right, that's all we needed.
First and goal. Coach suggestions. There are nine categories. You have three options. HE base is selected. Turn one button.
And he takes this one in for a Bears.
So I got the touchdown myself, I think.
Taking it in from a yard out. And the Bears have cut it back within a score.
There we go.
Well, I'd have to say that for him, entering that was an all-encompassing drive because it was his arm that got his team down to that point. But his legs that finished the deal. Give him credit.
Entering Super Sim screen. Entering Super Sim screen.
Now we entering get a peek at the captain of this offense heading back out there. A lot of the problems have been on the other side of the ball. Is that frustrating for a quarterback who's been playing well?
It is, but there's no way that entering the best ones let their teammates know that. They actually take it upon themselves and say, okay, I have to do even more, or I need to play better. Maybe even say I put my defense in a bad spot.
All right.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to change much personally. And past the 40 before he's out of bounds. That play going for 16 yards to start the drive. First down.
Perfect.
Back to throw here. Finds Komet on the quick slant. And they're going to get this up to
entering play call. Coach, corner strike.
Throw there on first down. He located his tight end. Made a nice, easy pitch and catch.
Hoping he could break a tackle or two. Wasn't able to do that there, but still good yardage. That is caught. It's Dante Pettis. And this is going to result in another first down as the tackle's made at the Packers' 29-yard line. A gain there of 21 yards.
Entering play call. Double cross.
To the sideline. Wow, what a catch. Doesn't get a lot out of it, but he is able to keep
entering
the feet in bounds.
Trail
short
shape.
Completion, just 4 yards.
All right.
It'll be second down.
Cross button.
They'll stick with the
square
passing
button.
Game as he looks to throw. This throw incomplete.
Really? I thought he had
off.
It.
And with his pedigree, he doesn't drop many of those.
Entering play call. Coach suggestions.
So after the second down
incompletion,
they'll come up now against a third and six.
Screen is selected. Triangle button.
They'll set up a throw.
One button.
Oh, bananas Pettis. It's complete.
There we go.
Touchdown. Dante Pettis with touchdown number 8 on the end.
All right, good.
And the Bears
screen.
Have got it back to within a score.
All we really need, let's just keep scoring points.
Their quarterback leading this offense back out. He threw a touchdown pass last time they had it. And he'll look to get him in the end zone again here as they start with the first down.
Entering play call, coach suggestions. There are 9 categories. You have 30 options. Corner strike is selected.
They'll come out throwing here to start the drive. It'll go as a gain of
4.
And that'll bring up second down. They'll look to throw toward the sideline, and look at that catch, dragging the toes, and it's going to be a first down. Well done.
Square button.
On first down, and drop to throw. And that is incomplete.
Oh, I didn't take a touchdown there.
17 seconds now on the clock here. Now the Bears will use their third and final timeout.
Entering play call.
As they'll stop
corner
it with 17
strike.
Seconds to go in this first half of action.
Triangle button.
Back to throw Armon again.
Button.
Throw left side complete. That's Montgomery. And he is down at the
entering
48.
Play call.
A pickup
pitch
of 4 that started at 148 yard line and ended at the other.
Well, that's too
so
bad.
We've come to halftime here with the visiting Packers out on top as we pass the half.
All right.
Entering Super Sim screen. Entering Super Sim screen.
Well, we got
entering play call.
NFL first weekend of December.
Misdirection.
Let's see what we got.
Stats. Pop up
our...
play game stats. Entering screen team stats. Total offense. Score home 14 away 21.
All right, 21-14. We
entering,
can do this.
Entering
definitely
play
coming
call,
into focus
coach
now. And we got a couple of good ones in prime time tonight. National audience gets a look at the Colts for a second straight weekend. This time there at Dallas, 7:20 Central time for that kick.
Button.
And then Monday night, Saints and Bucks from Tampa. And they're able to get this one across the 35. A gain of 11 to kick off the drive, and it's a quick first down. Man, I just love being in this stadium. So much history, tradition, so many great teams and games, and we're seeing a pretty good one right now.
Like I said, don't get too excited about this stadium. We're going to lose it in a couple of years.
Down he goes at the 45 after a pickup of 9. Second and 1. A quick throw there, going to be batted away.
Ooh.
Incomplete.
Based on the play we just saw there, he might not be the guy you want to challenge in coverage on these all-important snaps. He certainly looks dominant right now.
Damn.
And he will have the Bears first down and comfortably so as he gets 5 there.
Entering
the
play.
Yard.
Double post.
That sounded painful.
You know where the sticks are. You know where the first down marker is. And you find a way to get there. That's called having vision.
We had a lot of vision last week, didn't he? NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He was
entering
down.
Play.
And he'll take this ahead for about 4. Second down coming
right
up. The run got 4. Now they deal with a 2nd and 6.
Last button. Or 1 button.
Oh, he's going to let this go for the end zone. Got his man, and it's caught.
Wow.
Touchdown. Byron Pringle, 46 yards. And the Bears are an extra point away now from tying this.
All right,
game.
Good. Look at this. I think we're going to pull this win out.
Gap there on the post pattern, and it was in the middle third of the field. And that's
entering team stats screen. Entering super sub screen.
He's
entering
been
base model screen.
All
passing
year,
TV
feature touchdown
selected.
Pass number 45 the last time.
Entering play call bench.
Let's do it.
Triangle button.
They'll try and start this drive in the air. He'll find O'Shaughnessy open left side. And he's taken down, but able to slip across the 35. The drive starting with a first down, 11 yards on that pickup.
Entering play, double or compact.
For a touchdown, here they come out firing again. This play's not quite as good in the end result, but still good enough for a quick first down.
Stop shy of the 45.
Entering play.
Showed off a nice little move on the play, though. So they'll come up after the gain of 7 on a 2nd and 3.
Button. Circle button.
Meanwhile, the throw here is complete. Just a gain
nice.
A couple there. And 3rd and 1 now.
24
He's been
zone
a busy
open.
Man here in this one, and they're showing off some nice footwork to stay in bounds.
And with those
button.
Types of catches and the volume that we've seen in this game, wouldn't you keep him busy as well?
I would.
Of course. You got to keep throwing it to him.
There we go.
Making plays.
It's an 11-yard pickup. Thought they'd run it on 3rd and 1. Not the case.
But they certainly had success
entering
throughout
play.
This contest, some getting in the ball with the passing game. And there he picks up another first down. Whatever they saw going into this one, they've been able to capitalize on it. And no adjustment has been made to take it away.
Oh, it floated on him, and it's intercepted.
Are you serious?
Picked off by Eric Stokes, and the Packers are going to take over once again.
Entering drive summary screen.
With a football at their own 20-yard line.
Ah, it's too bad. But at least they're all the way down
entering,
there.
Entering super some screen.
Right. Comes this field
entering
general
play,
once more,
right
leading
option.
His offense back onto the field.
It's all right.
And the interception that ended their previous drive, that might be one
circle
we look
button.
Back on and say that
or
was the
button.
Turning point of this game.
Hey, partner, guess what? There's still time for a few more turning points in this ball game. They're only one score down.
Yeah, true. We
wow.
could have some twists and turns. Stay tuned.
Entering
only
play.
Able to gain
shock
a couple
option.
There, and it'll be second down. From the gun, it's a give to Montgomery. Yeah, and he's able to get most
entering
of what he
click.
Needed on the carry. There are 7 yards on the gain, and it's 3rd and 2 now.
Triangle button.
They'll set
square
up to
button.
Throw. This one complete to the tight end, O'Shaughnessy.
Nice.
And he gets this to the other side of midfield across the 45 before going out. A gain there of 12 yards and a first down for the Bears.
Entering
here
play.
We are in the fourth quarter, partner, and watch them drive for what would be a go-ahead touchdown. And you and I both know this is where you need a quarterback who can keep his cool back there, not just for himself, but to keep the rest of the team relaxed, too.
11 more yards.
Nice.
And roll out a first
nice.
Down as well.
Cross button.
They'll look to throw.
Triangle button. Circle button.
And he'll be brought down at about the 23-yard line.
Well, certainly appears to me that the defensive guys are starting to look
wheel.
A little bit tired. Well, he still has some fresh legs. Not the biggest gain we've seen on a scramble, but still, some positive yardage on a play that initially looked like a sure win for the defense.
And he'll be brought down inside the 20 at the 19.
All right.
4 yards to pick up. First down. Oh, they're going to run a little pop pass here. And they'll get him down after a pickup of 8. Second and 2.
By shallow cross.
And a lot of times these plays, they either go for nothing or they go for big yardage in here. They got to the outside,
turned it upfield,
and ended up getting a nice little gain out of it.
And the Bears are going to be set up with a first and goal. It's a nice run there. Gets
right.
Down to the 6-yard line.
And Brandy, know that expression? Andrew, he just does what he does. It sounds trite, doesn't it? But in this case, he's perfectly apt. This is one of the better runners in the NFL. And all he does is just find avenues, find ways to pick up key first downs and big runs.
Entering play call.
Succinct in a one possession game.
We might lose this.
Stop like that. Could be a difference maker.
Cross button.
And he is in.
Oh, I scored it.
Chicago. It's their quarterback.
Wow.
Second touchdown of the afternoon. And the Bears have taken a fourth
entering
quarter
drive
lead.
Summary screen.
All right.
So late turnovers so often the difference.
Entering team stats screen. Entering
right.
Some screen.
Entering so
base
Bears.
Model screen. You
down
have two options.
A field goal.
AFG or
time,
better is selected.
A huge factor. Their four-game winning streak in great danger.
Entering play call. Mesh spot.
We just need a good run.
R1 button.
Back to throw.
Cross button.
And this throw a bit late as you can reach back for it.
Roman McGardner, take a deep breath because that's what they're doing down the field now. That incompletion allowed them to exhale a little bit.
Cross
get in
button.
The huddle. Kind of scam the crowd, see if any celebrities are here. Relax
entering play call,
coach
suggestions. There are 9 categories.
You have
3 options.
Age,
this flip screen
is
selected. Triangle
he'll
button.
Look to throw. They'll set up the screen to Montgomery. And they're able to get this one across the 35. A Chicago first down there on a gain of 11.
And when you have
entering
success throwing the football, the open shape becomes true. The playbook opens up wide. And these screen passes, they become even more difficult to stop.
Now, meanwhile, a pass that should
why am I so... Wow.
Categories. You have 30 options. Pop crossers is selected. Circle button.
He's back to throw. His throw incomplete.
Entering
we're going to lose this game.
There are 9 categories. There are 3 options. Which spot is selected? Triangle button.
I just broke up another pass
yep.
And took away
entering
a
play
I can't believe it.
Suggestions. There are 9 categories.
Another incompletion here as they fail to connect on third.
Cross button.
Over the middle, he finds Pettis complete. And he takes this one down almost all the way to the 30.
All right.
Keep the game alive, at least for the moment, as it's a first down.
Entering
oftentimes now, offenses
play.
Aren't nearly as precise as days gone by. They just saw receivers find an open patch of grass
triangle
and let
button.
The quarterback find
cross
you.
Button.
And that's exactly what they did on that play. First with the pass through the air, nice chunk of yardage there, and then additional pickup with his legs after the catch.
Now the Bears going to call the first of their timeouts.
Entering
the clock
play
with 35 seconds left
strike.
To go. Only way to get the lead here, of course, with a touchdown. And that's what
button.
They're gunning for on first
button.
And goal. And this is caught.
Nice. I think we're going to win this.
And now remember, all touchdowns are reviewed, and in a tight game like this, they're going to take a good long look at it. They're taking a peek at whether or not those feet were in bounds, and obviously a big call here in the end zone.
And not just the feet. How about the hands? How is the ball possessed while the feet are hopefully getting down in bounds? That's what they're trying to look at to see if it all comes together.
Well, was it?
After review of the play, ruling on the field.
Yes.
This will stay a touchdown after the video review, so they had it right.
Entering drive summary screen.
Okay. So did we, can we win this?
Entering Entering team stats screen. Entering super sim screen. Entering play call. Coach suggestions. There are 9 AHP ISO.
Okay. Are we going for?
They'll start this drive out on the ground. And he'll be out of bounds near the 30. In fact, right on the 30. First down for the Bears, a gain of 15. This defense, Charles, they have unraveled here in the fourth.
In a sense, it's like they're being pressed like in a basketball game, and they just can't get the ball over half court. I mean, no matter what they do, they can't get off the field. They can't slow them down. They're just going up and down the field against them. Yeah, unraveling.
PhD inside zone.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
That was an excellent come from behind victory, Charles, especially there in the fourth quarter. Both offense and defense were clicking. They're going to feel good about this one.
Boy, are they ever, because the deficit they faced certainly wasn't small. They obviously did not give up on that one. And in the end, how about that come from behind victory? They'll cherish this one for a while.
How about that?
So for the Bears, it's a 10th win on the year as they move to 10-3. And they'll be able to enjoy this one through the bye week before they get back at it again. Meanwhile, for Green Bay, you wonder what this will do to their playoff prospects as they fall to 8-5.
Ooh.
And they'll get the extra week to think about this one.
Entering
as they return to action in 2 weeks' time.
Finish game is selected. You highlight player stats. Entering.
I don't really want to see the player stats.
Entering the player team stats.
But I do want to
entering
see.
Entering score home 35 away 31.
Wow, 35-31.
Entering post game screen. You have 5 options. Finish game is selected.
All right. So then we will have, let's see. So if it's, what are they saying? 12-3? I missed what they said. 9-3 maybe.
Goals is selected.
So we did pretty good on that one. Got the win, you guys. Got the win.
Entering weeks. View team is selected. Advance week is selected.
Well, we'll do the bye week. Because really, what do you do on the bye week? I think we can just chill, right? 10-3. Okay. So that means we got 4 games left. So maybe on the next stream, we can finish out those 4. So, and I am, we're not really counting these parts, but.
News. View team. Side active. View playoff. Side activities is selected.
So I got a week.
Open.
I got a week to do stuff.
Selected. Attacking. Pop play action. Rollout con. Open day is selected. Leg compression is high in the sky. PD. Leg compression is open day is selected. Dance in. Meet and greet is selected. Open day is selected. Private workout. High in the sky.
I want private workout.
Open day is selected. Feeling the love is select. Fluids flush is select. Call out. Feeling the love is dance in. Machine. Feeling the love is selected.
I think we'll post on social media.
Login activities
all
is
right,
selected.
So let's do our week.
Simulate.
And this is our off week, I believe. So. All right.
Entering week. Entering advance week is selected.
All right, so let's move on to the next week. Nice one, even a bye week. All right, so just a few games left, I believe. 4. So we can finish those up on the next stream.
New team is side and activities then, is selected.
You know, we'll have a maybe the, and then the next stream after that can be the playoffs and possible Super Bowl. So Eagles. All right. So we will have Eagles to look forward to. Not the band.
Entering. But, yes.
Then I'll make sure I got to check
to
my.
Entering the All Love Football screen. You have 5 options.
What? Okay.
Entering main menu screen, face of the franchise.
All right, so we're going to turn.
Control center for Liam.
Well, let's actually go and.
PS. Check. Close game.
Close game.
PS5. It placed PlayStation Plus. It to.
Oh no! You gotta press. Place. I keep wanting to hold it.
Control center
to power it off.
Power. Power.
It's actually.
Turn, enter rest mode.
There we go. Okay. So that gets us through. So we got one more chunk of the season left. I think I said four games, which we can probably do on the next one. And then, yeah, we'll go through playoffs and some off-season, because I'm sure we're going to make the playoffs. Our record's pretty good. I have a feeling we're going to make it. I don't see why not. So, yeah, this could be fun. So that's all more, all that and more next. I do want to thank you guys for being here. Hopefully during the week on Twitch, I will do some Jackbox. Looking forward to doing that, actually. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll be coming up. But for now, I'm going to get out of here. Wow, it's 8:30. Yeah. I'm going to go get ready for the week ahead. And yeah. I will see you all soon. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good coin.